Joining us on Community Conversations today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, is Floyd County Medical Center. We're joined with Mackenzie McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
A little chilly, like you were just saying, but chilly. As you also said, welcome to Iowa in October.
Oh, you were talking off air on this. I'm more of a warm weather fan, so like 70s, 80s, maybe even 90s, if it's a dry heat, is perfect for me. Others can't stand that weather, so I get it. That's why we live in Iowa. The weather has been fantastic for building hospitals. Let's talk about the construction update at the Floyd County Medical Center. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going really well. If anyone hasn't driven by the hospital in the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks, you're in for a surprise just to see how much it's come together. As of last night, our construction teams let us know that we are 68% complete. Some of our more recent milestones was that we poured the concrete for our new patient parking lot. We hope that will help alleviate some of the traffic of our construction vehicles that are lining up along the road. And then also we announced last week that we are going to have a wellness space for our staff inside the new three-story clinic as well. This new space was very generously donated by local couple Brady and Emily Garden in honor of their daughter Lily, who was born at FCMC last October. You can read that story on our Facebook page and website.
Touching story.
Yeah, we're just really excited to be able to offer this respite area for our staff. It will be located in our basement. And it's just going to be really great for our staff to be able to go to that space when they need a breather, just to take a deep breath, because healthcare is a very challenging but also very rewarding vocation. And it's important that we care for our staff while they're at work. So a big thank you to Brady and Emily for their very generous donation in honor of their daughter, Lily.
That is awesome. So new construction, is it still expected to open here in the next several months?
Yep, we are still on track for all major milestones, and our construction teams let us know we're still on schedule for a spring to summer debut.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, weather pending.
Yes.
Now, we were talking, you and Kay actually were talking last month about a memorial garden. What's the latest on that?
Yes. So speaking of gardens, we just spoke of Brady and Emily Garden. Another garden is also coming to our campus. And again, that kind of speaks to the testament that there's a lot of exciting things happening at Floyd County Medical Center. One of them is also we are working on a memorial garden that is set to debut in November. Perhaps not the best time of year when it's starting to get cold and snowy, but hopefully by next spring, summer, patients in the community and staff will be able to enjoy this new multi-purpose outdoor space. It will have a walking path, lots of benches, tables, and also a waterfall feature in the center. And individuals and businesses, if they are interested, can sponsor an element of the new memorial garden. That could be a brick with your name laser engraved on it, a bench, picnic table. You can also give a general donation to the memorial garden as well. You can learn more about that by visiting our website or our Facebook page. So if you're interested in sponsoring an element of this new beautiful memorial garden, just contact me and I'll get you started on that process.
It's a nice touch too. I love that.
Yeah.
So what's the latest with the gala coming up?
Yeah, so starting in, I guess it was just a few weeks ago, yeah, because it's still in October, we began to promote and advertise our upcoming 2026 gala. It is still set for February 20th, 2026. And so even though sales for tickets, tables, and sponsorships have not been open for very long, as of this morning, we are 58% of our capacity. So tickets and tables are selling very quickly. Therefore, we would encourage anyone listening, individual or business, if you are interested in attending our gala, do not delay. We anticipate that tickets will sell probably within the next week or two, just based on the way that they are selling at the moment. If so, if you would like to purchase a table or sponsorship, you can contact me, Mackenzie McNeil. You can find my contact information on our Facebook page or our website. So we're so excited for this gala, and it seems that people are excited. We can't wait to put it on for the community.
It's crazy, selling over half of your capacity in a week and a half.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great awesome problem to have.
Definitely right. So let's go ahead and introduce a new provider at the Floyd County Medical Center.
Yes. So we are going to have a new family medicine and obstetrics provider starting with us the very first week in November. Her name is Dr. Heather Dill. And from what I've heard from my team members, she is one of the most interesting, just amazing people they've ever met. She just has a really cool backstory. I believe she started out as a paramedic for many, many years before she went to medical school. She has a really cool story. So she's actually going to be the next person on in November for our community conversation segment. So I'll let her share her incredible story and how she chose FCMC as the place to practice medicine. But we're so excited to have her join our team. Again, she's joining the first week in November. She'll be a family medicine and obstetrics provider. And you can schedule an appointment with Dr. Dill by calling our clinic. So yeah, we hope to welcome her, and we're so excited for her to join in just a few weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet her. All right, we are speaking with Floyd County Medical Center's Mackenzie McNeil, breast cancer awareness.
Yes, that'd just be our last plug-in for this morning. Is October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and just a reminder to our community that FCMC does offer 3D digital mammography with our amazing radiology and imaging team. And so all the ladies in our community, you can schedule your mammogram by either working with your primary care provider or contacting our radiology department directly, and you can find that information on our website. So happy Breast Cancer Awareness Month. FCMC wants to support that initiative, and our radiology team is here to serve you.
All right, excellent. Anything else we miss?
I think, again, I would just want to reiterate that this is such an exciting time in FCMC's history between the three-story construction of our new clinic, the Memorial Garden, the gala, new providers joining our team. This is a great time to be a part of what's going on at FCMC. So come join the action either by joining our gala, sponsoring an element of our garden. Oh, we can't wait to see your partnership with us.
Yeah, and if you want to go to that gala, you might want to get your tickets here in the next few days.
Yes, looks please like don't delay.
Thank you very much, Mackenzie, for joining us. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great.